Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Everybody, Clarissa here. I wanted to talk to you about audible.com. You can get countless amount of books on audio. Just listen to them. Who has the time? I don't, to stop and read all the books that I want to read, but I'm always in the car traveling either from Phoenix to Las Vegas or out to San Diego, LA. I've got plenty of time in the car that I can be listening and learning or listening and enjoying at the same time. So I've decided to affiliate with Audible. What I love to do is listen and learn. So why don't you do the same? They've got it in different languages. You can go in and pick all kinds of different titles and listen to them. And again, love learning. It's the quickest way. It's the easiest way. It's the most affordable way. You can get a free trial. I'm going to send you to clarissaburt.com/audible. You will not be sorry. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa here. We are back yet again this week with In the Limelight and more entrepreneur talk. But before we get to that, I do want to remind you to like and share and subscribe and show us some love. We bring you some great content with phenomenal people every week. People that I get to meet out and about, people that are that I'm meeting in networking groups, exceptional entrepreneurs that have are doing exceptional things with their lives. With that having been said, you will see this video on YouTube. You will hear this interview on Inspired News Radio. You'll hear it on Google Play and Apple Podcasts. And don't forget also about the In the Limelight magazine. This comes out every 3 months. It is intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur, much like yourself and like that lady that I'm about to interview today. I've had her on the show before, so she's a friend of the show, and I just love her energy. I love her message even more because it's a message that is so near and dear to many women's hearts, not only women, but let's go with women for now. Here she is, everybody. It's Megan Fenyo. We remember her from last interview, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Clarissa, for having me. I'm so excited to be here again.
I know. It's so good to have you because I absolutely love your, first of all, I want to remind everybody that you are an Air Force veteran, which is really just the coolest darn thing on the planet. So thanks for that. Thanks for your service. You're a licensed mental health therapist, which is really cool. And you are the founder of the I Am Enough movement, which is, you know, you can never get that word out, I think, enough. And so I wanted to expand on that a little bit. And it kind of started after you were in an abusive relationship and you left that marriage. And this is your life's mission after that.
Yes. So I was married to a very narcissistic, abusive man for 2.5 years. And we finally got divorced, but I was so traumatized and really didn't know what was going on in the whole cycle of abuse, even though I have been a therapist for 15 years. But I remained faithful and committed to him for 2 years after the divorce was final because I literally did not feel like I was enough and had lost every sense of who I was, no self-esteem. Right. And so the final incident happened on February 15th of 2018, and I said enough is enough, and I walked away.
Wow. And so was it just a fear of letting go or the hope that it would change?
The hope, both. It was the hope that he would change, that it would change, the relationship would change. You know, he had me believing that it was all my fault, that I was the crazy one, that, you know, I caused him to have an affair. I caused him to do all the lies and to kick me out of the house and all of that stuff. So I just
typical narcissist stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And so I literally believed that I wasn't doing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many women do we know that, you know, have gone down the same path as well? And by the way, this is not about bashing men. That has nothing to do with it. And they're not all the same. That is not what this is about. But, you know, there are many of us that know this, unfortunately, we know all too well, this kind of relationship. And here's another question. It was kind of off the cuff. Recently, I have started to collaborate with domesticshelters.org, and this is a little plug for them and for women that are being abused that do need help and don't know how to get out, and all the you know, tools and resources and help, immediate help that they may need. So I jumped right on board with that to help them out. I think it's something that you might be able to use as a tool for your clients and the people that are coming to you somewhere along the line, if they should ever need domesticshelters.org. But when you got up and, you know, got up, moved on and never looked back, as I say, and you started to talk about this relationship, how did he take that? Have you gotten any retaliation? Yeah. Any retaliation? I worry about you. No, I worry about that aspect of it. He probably doesn't like being called out very much.
He doesn't. And so he has continued to email me or reached out to me on my website. Legally, I have done nothing. I live 8 hours away from him now. He's up in Northern California. I'm down in San Diego.
Right.
So every time I get an email, I just put it in my little Mr. N folder, just so that I have it if something ever happens.
Right.
But he'll email me probably every 6-7 weeks. And they're not nice and they're threatening. But, you know, I was given this story and he's just one person.
Exactly.
And there's millions and millions and millions of men and women out there that have dealt with abusive relationships.
Absolutely.
And so at first it really tore me apart and traumatized me every time I heard from him. But now it's just kind of like,
right,
it's just another, like, shows me that
you're
I need to.
Living in fear. You're not living in fear. You're living in force.
I'm not living in fear.
Okay, great. All right. That's good to know.
But I appreciate
I wondered about it. You know, I have wondered about that, Megan, because, you know, I don't want to get into any, you know, personal stories here, but there are horror stories. We know that there are. And so, yeah. And so, okay. And so, so this is an amazing thing that you have done, because at the core of all of this, and the very core, the base level is the not feeling worthy. And that's why that kind of energy calls this kind of energy in. You did everything in your power after this relationship to, you know, hit that really, you know, straight on and to start doing everything in your power to become an esteemed being.
Yes. And I tried. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I think it's always a work in progress, right? Yeah. We're never 100% there, but certainly better than where we were, right? So what were the first steps that you took? What did you find to be some of the most important things to do straight away, right out of the bat? I'm just out of the relationship. What did you do first?
Found my own therapist.
Okay.
Definitely found my own therapist, started doing the difficult trauma work, and I started writing. I never really thought I was a writer and never thought I would ever write a book, but my book was written in the most traumatic 5 months of my life, the first 5 months of me walking away from him.
Right.
And it
started out as more of a diary of sorts, or did you know it was going to be a book?
Well, at that point, I didn't know that it was going to be a book. But then I started kind of working on these steps, like in my treatment, in my trauma work, that like helped me move from my struggles into my strengths. So then I kind of like added the steps into the book.
Right.
So it's more of like a self-help book where people can start working on themselves. And it was more of like, but it just helped to like write. Yes, there it is.
Enough 5 steps to move from struggle to strength, baby.
That there is my saving grace right there. And so, yeah, the first couple chapters shares my story. And then like I pose a question at the end of every chapter with places for people to journal so they can start working on themselves as well. But so those were the things. And also I started immersing myself into different things. So although I didn't feel like I was enough, I was working on it, but it wasn't like me just sitting home either. I had to like get uncomfortable and get comfortable being uncomfortable. So,
right. Did you find a support group of sorts, some friends, a new group, a new place to go? Were there, apart from the inner actions, were there outer actions that you were taking?
So it was funny because I actually reconnected with a friend from high school, like this pretty much the exact same time that she was walking away from her abusive boyfriend, that I was walking away from my ex-husband, right, like within 2 weeks of each other. And she lived in Michigan and I lived here in San Diego. Right. And we actually connected. She was coming to Los Angeles. And so she was kind of like my person through all of this because we were going through it together and we hadn't really talked since, oh my gosh, it'd been like over 10 years since we had talked. Wow. She had just reached out to me. And so, yeah, but that was the crazy thing because the minute I walked away from him, all of these different people and all of these different things started coming into my life. And so I don't remember doing like one specific thing. I just remember it all just kind of falling into place.
Yeah.
And the people that were supposed to be there to help and support me were. Mm-hmm. And it's been the craziest 2 years of my life, but it's been the most amazing 2 years of my life.
Sounds like a universal response to me. You put it out there and that's the answer that you got back. It's awesome. In the meantime, apart from the book that you just talked about, I know that you're doing a podcast. It's called The Blonde Bombshell Podcast. And you're doing that with, I wrote her name down here, Stacey
Zlotnick.
Thank you. You say it.
Yeah, I know.
So, yes, how did this come about? Where did the idea come from?
Yeah, so we have a podcast. We launched that a year and a half ago. I also have a TV show called I'm Enough TV, but
we're getting there. I know.
Yeah. So that's a little different, but the podcast we started a year and a half ago, we used to work at the same, place doing therapy. She's also a therapist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, I was kind of in the midst of going through my stuff and we just kind of talked about it and she wanted to kind of get more out there and like help people. So I'm like, let's do a podcast. And we had no idea what we were doing. Kid you not. And, but lo and behold, here we are a year and a half later. And
tell everybody where you can hear the podcast, where they can hear it.
Yeah. So you can hear it on Apple, Spotify, Apple iTunes. Okay. I don't know all of the.
And it's called the Blonde Bombshell Podcast. They can find you there. Okay. Are you dropping weekly?
Yes. So episodes launch every Tuesdays. Every Tuesday, and we are booked out till July. You don't have to be blonde to be on the podcast, but you do have to be a female.
Oh, wow, I qualify. Okay,
yes, you do. I know. We want you on the show for sure.
So, okay, thanks. And so, okay, so then you decide, well, as if that wasn't enough when I didn't have enough to do, I'm going to move forward with TV, and you're on Easy Way. With our good friend, Eric Zulli. And so talk about the show. How do you do it? You know, what is the criteria for being on your show? Let's reach out to some people that might qualify to be on.
Yeah. So this is a great thing. So we just launched in January and you can find it on Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, on the Easy Way Network. We also have an app for Apple users, Easy Way Network channel. You can see all the shows there. It's so much fun. It's like a 22-minute show, but it's on TV. I'll tell you what, the first time I like turned my TV on over here and like saw my face, like I was like, wait a minute, that looks weird.
It's great.
It's 22 minutes and I interview both men and women about what it means. About what it means for them to be enough. And then again, kind of the same premise of what struggles have you been in your life and how did you move into your strength and into believing you are enough. And then again, to highlight business, like what they're doing and things like that. It's a lot shorter than the podcast, but you know, the reach is great. It's, you know, Roku and all of that is taking off. So
give me a crowning moment. Somebody that you know that, you know, without a doubt, by you know, listening to you, working with you, coaching with you, coming to you, you absolutely changed their life 180.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
A crowning moment. Just something. No, you have to give names. Just a crowning moment of someone you've worked with. You went, damn, I mean, I'm so glad I worked with that person because I really feel like I've helped, you know, I've really helped to change their lives.
Oh my gosh. There's not just one moment because it literally happens all the time. It doesn't matter. Right. Every time I go and speak, like the women that will come up to me after I speak and just like, some of them have tears in their eyes and they just thank me for sharing their story. And it's the first time that they're able to open their mouth and share their story with someone. And so for me, like that makes it all worth it. If I can, like, I literally have goosebumps when I can like share my story and empower someone to open up their heart and their mouth to share it, their story with a perfect stranger like me, like,
right.
it gives them some power. And right. just, I'm so blessed to be able to do that. So there's just so many of instances where this has happened.
So how can somebody work with you? What would the first step be? Okay, we're going to your website. So everybody, MeganFenyo.com, correct?
Yes, MeganFenyo.com.
Going there, okay.
Yeah, so I have different programs, but you know, I am a mental health therapist, so I have a private mental health practice where I do see patients with, you know, mental health issues, but then I also have coaching programs as right. well, where people can work with me on building up their self-confidence. I teach them a lot about cognitive restructuring. So how do we reality test the thoughts that we have and prove that these thoughts aren't correct? And right. how do we truly begin to believe that we're enough and to really discover who we truly are? So yeah, you can go to the website there. You can schedule a free 20-minute consultation.
Yeah, I know.
It's coming up next. A ton of resources out there on my website that you can download for free as well.
Right. You talk about visual coping skills. Can you take a deeper dive into that for us?
That is where this was born, the I'm Enough movement. So during my healing journey, I'm a huge visual coping person. So when I was doing my trauma work, I wrote lots of different quotes and things on sticky notes and all of that stuff. And then I would repeat them to myself whenever I had a negative thought, like I would just pull out this coping card. So a year ago, I decided to launch I'm Enough movement, which is visual coping cards. On the back, it has the word because with three lines, and you write why you believe that you're enough, and you pull this out anytime that you're having negative thoughts, and it distracts your mind from what you're thinking negatively and focuses on the positive. So people can order these for free on the website. And it's been a year, and I've sent cards to 16 countries and 47 states.
Oh, before. Wow.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. So what's next for you? I mean, you're doing it all, basically. I know you're doing a lot of speaking as well.
Yes. So lots of speaking. Want to continue to grow the TV show, but I'm super excited. I cannot announce it yet. So the I'm Enough movement is now a 501c3 nonprofit.
Nice.
And we are launching something that actually pretty much goes along with what you were talking about with domesticshelters.org. Is that what it was?
Domesticshelters.org. Yeah. Feel free to, you know, take it, run with it.
We will
look
be
it up. Look it up.
Yes.
We will be 2,500 shelters. Yeah. All over the country. Go ahead.
And so that is something that we are going to be announcing through the nonprofit that we are going to be doing in San Diego.
Right.
And I'm super excited about it because the movement now has a full blown, like, board of directors. I mean, we just got our nonprofit like 3 months ago.
Wow. So
board of directors and all of this stuff. And it's got a name and everything, but I cannot announce it yet. We are waiting for kind of the corona pandemic and everything to kind of settle down a little bit. But please check the website, imenfmovement.info, for the big announcement when it happens. I'm so, so, so excited about it.
That's extraordinary. Congratulations on that. Because that's going to be big. It's the perfect time for the movement, for the message, for the mission, for the 501c3. I wish you all the best with that. Is there a question that I didn't ask you that you would like to something you'd like to tell everyone?
I think you did a great job asking all the questions. You did good.
It's kind of what I do, you know. I'm kind of good with that. No, I'm kidding. But good. I'm so glad. Well, thanks for coming back on. Me posted though. Let me know when, you know, as it rolls out, what's happening. We'll have you back on, and we'll continue to, you know, get the message out there. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I am enough. I'm enough.
Yes, I am enough. Yes, you are. Bye.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over a million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if
you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. You found it right here at inspirednewsradio.com. We're a positive talk radio station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with programs designed to deliver information to the world that inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on inspirednewsradio.com, and I hope you'll tune in every single week to positive talk radio, inspirednewsradio.com.
AccuWeight Weight Loss, the Beat Diet. It's something that I've tried and love. People are losing up to 15 and 20 pounds every month. There's no exercise required, no prepackaged food, no medication, no dietary supplements, no surgery, and no hormones. Save 20% on your first order, promo code CLARISSA20. The promo code is CLARISSA20. Again, AccuWeight, AccuWeight.com. In all corners of this beautiful world, there are people in need, people who deserve support, care, and community. The fine people at Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces believe in a continual commitment to give back to those in need by contributing a percentage of every sale to various charities, such as A Soldier's Journey Home, the Shriners Hospital for Children, Storm Aid, and Along Comes Hope. Craig Shelley Swiss Designer watches are made with the mission in mind to empower, each with a message on the back case and on the leather strap. The Love Watch, the Believe Watch, and the Faith Watch. Go to CraigShelley.com and use the code CLARISSA20 to get 20% off of your purchase today. Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces.
Okay, everybody, that's it for this episode. I would love it if you'd go like, subscribe, and share. Let everybody know how much great information you've gotten here today. And follow me on social. You can find me pretty much anywhere under Clarissa Burt, and on Facebook it is Clarissa Burt Official. Go to InTheLimelightMedia.com where you can sign up for my newsletter to get all kinds of great information. It's a monthly newsletter. And you can also read the In the Limelight digital magazine. It is a quarterly, so that you can keep abreast of all of the people I get to meet and greet and interview. We've got great articles there, all kinds of resources for the savvy entrepreneur that you are. See you next time.